Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hurricane Debby's made landfall in Florida's Big Bend region, and the winds have already begun to weaken, but it's the rain and the storm surge that are the major worries. And Governor Ron DeSantis said
there's going to be a lot of water that's going to be dumped throughout the state, and we're going to see effects of that, not just today, but in the ensuing days.
There are also worries in South Carolina and Georgia, where officials in Savannah said the city could get a month's worth of rain in 4 days. President Biden will convene his National Security Council later today to discuss the Middle East. There are fears of a wider war as Iran is expected to retaliate against Israel for the killing of a Hamas leader in Tehran. Vice President Kamala Harris will attend that meeting. The nation awaits her selection of a running mate. The two will debut at a rally in Philadelphia tomorrow. Wall Street futures showing a likely sell-off to continue Friday's slump. Japan's Nikkei fell by 12%. This is ABC News. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s campaign released a video over the weekend describing an incident where he left a dead bear in New York City's Central Park in 2014. In the video, he recounts how he picked up the bear, which he says has been hit by a car in upstate New York, and left it in Central Park, staged to look as though the bear had been killed by a cyclist.
I had an old bike in my car that somebody asked me to get rid of it. I said, let's go put the bear in Central Park and we'll make it look like he got hit by a bike. Fun. For people. So everybody thought that's a great idea.
He claims he's recounting the story because it will be part of an article in an upcoming issue of The New Yorker. Bangladesh's prime minister resigned this morning after weeks of protests over a quota system for government jobs, military leaders even shutting off the country's broadband Sunday in an attempt to quell the violence. Leaders seen leaving in a military helicopter before protesters entered her residence. Brian Clark, ABC News.
With Driftless Area Group, our knowledge expands beyond real estate. We offer a variety of insurance, land surveying, and interior design services. With so many unique skills residing in one special team, we work together to help you achieve all your needs. Whether it be real estate or insurance, we are your trusted partners. Start your journey with us today by visiting our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our office at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
I'm Pastor Tim and this is Life Tracks. I've had some pretty stinky jobs in my lifetime. My first job as a 14-year-old with a work permit was as a janitor at a child care center, cleaning up poop and puke daily. At another custodial job, I cleaned the whole 18,000 square foot building every night, including 28 toilets. I've also driven a rendering truck, picking up dead animals from farms in their various stages of decomposition. As director of maintenance at an RV campground, we oftentimes had plugged and overflowing sewers that had to be unplugged and drained. Not a pleasant sight or smell. I tell you that to refer you to the story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. We're told in the Bible that Lazarus had already been dead for more than 4 days when Jesus arrived on the scene. The phrase I remember hearing from childhood is, "By now he stinketh." Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead and then told the people watching to go and take off Lazarus's grave clothes, those stinking, rotting strips of cloth that held his dead and decaying corpse. Lazarus could not unwrap himself from the inside out, but had to have help getting unwrapped and cleaned up. The exciting thing we can take away from this story is that the reason Jesus died, was buried, and rose again was not just to be a sacrifice for our sin and to give us new life, though that's a very beautiful thing. But Jesus gave his life for us to free us from our stinky, sinful selves so that we could be set free from the power of sin to reign over us and so we could take on the very fragrance of Christ in the way we live. Lovers of Jesus, I pray that we will have the stinky grave clothes removed from us and be the sweet, savory fragrance of Jesus for those around us.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Boscobel, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, things are quiet for now, but that will be changing later today thanks to a front stalled out across the area and low pressure swinging in from the west along that front. That will enhance the moisture across the region and give us a good chance of scattered showers later this afternoon. Even the possibility of some heavier thunderstorms by late this evening, so we'll certainly keep an eye on that. There could be some very heavy rain tonight as well on a strip from west central through southeast Wisconsin. Right now, a flood watch posted in Sauk County and points north and east, so we'll certainly keep an eye on that, where a couple inches of rain could fall on fairly saturated soils, leading to some quick runoff and some rises on streams, some flooding of low-lying areas and ditches. Be very careful if you must travel tonight. Now, we do expect the brunt of the rain to be done by tomorrow morning, but still a few leftover light showers. Things will dry off tomorrow afternoon as high pressure settles in from the north with some drier air. Should be several quiet days after that to help things dry up a bit with comfortable temperatures as well. The forecast for today, mostly cloudy and humid, 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, high near 81, and the wind becoming east-northeast up to 10. Tonight, breezy with occasional showers and thunderstorms, some could be heavy, low temperature about 61. Tomorrow, chance of light showers ending by midday, then a bit of sunshine by late afternoon with highs in the low 70s. The wind northeast around 8 to 16. Tuesday night, mainly clear, patchy fog possible, low 53. Wednesday looks like a nice day with partly cloudy skies, high at 78. Thursday should be mild with a mix of sun and clouds, low in the 50s, high in the upper 70s. Friday, more clouds and cooler with a 30% chance of spotty light showers, especially by midday, high 74. Saturday, partly cloudy, high 76. And Sunday, partly cloudy and mild, high 79. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. Currently, it is 74 degrees in Richland Center. Yesterday's high was 87. No precipitation yesterday. Might have been a sprinkle or two over the weekend, but we did not get the rain that was possibly predicted. A low of 74 so far today. Record high set on August the 5th in 1947. It was 99. Record low established in 1994 at 44. Last year's high was 83 and the low 64. Sunset will occur at 8:19 this evening. Sunrise time will be at 5:57 tomorrow. The air is calm. Barometer is at 29.99. No precipitation today with clouds and hazy conditions. It is 74 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. We'll check out sports on the local area scene. Lots of baseball over the weekend. Details on another Brewer loss, loss of a series, and a recap of Packers Family Night.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel.
For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. The home talent baseball playoff picture is getting a little clearer. The Western Section champions will be announced after this Sunday's games. In semifinal action yesterday in the North, Sauk Prairie got the win against Reedsburg 11-8. Ashton was a 5-4 winner against Middleton. In the West, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb pulled the upset over Dodgeville 7-2, and Verona held off Belleville 7-6. In the Southeast, Evansville was a 6-3 winner over Cambridge, and Fort Atkinson beat Utica 5-3. In the East, Monona was a winner against DeForest 5-3, and Sun Prairie was a winner against Montello at final score of 5-0. That sets up the section championships this weekend. Sauk Prairie will host Ashton in the North. It will be Monona hosting Sun Prairie in the East. Verona will host Pine Bluff Mount Horeb in the West. And the Southeast section will be decided between Evansville when they play at Fort Atkinson on Sunday. A home talent baseball all-star game was played on Friday night. The West All-Stars outlasted the North 15-12 at a packed Sauk City ballpark. Jake Zeal of Schulzburg Benton had a solo home run for the West in the second. Jameson Johnson of Blanchardville Bullets was 2-for-3 with a double, and Josh Cartwright of the Muscatine Mudcats had 2 singles in 4 trips. Sean Riley of Dodgeville's Knights, Aiden Halverson of Ridgeway's Cardinals, and Tanner Johnson of the Argyle Beavers, Trey Gordon of Hollandale's Rockies, and Cade Janicek of Wyota, and Mason Atkins of Muscatine all had solo hits for the West. Tandler Ames of Hollandale pitched 2 scoreless innings for the West. And also it was Eli Zimmerman of Argyle pitching 1. American Legion baseball continues on with state tournament action this week. Yesterday, Westby's season ended with a loss in the tournament 2-1 to Stratford in the 1 o'clock game. Still playing from the area from the west, the Viroqua. They are undefeated so far in the tournament. They will be taking on the next opponent, either Little Chute or Fond du Lac, coming up at 5 o'clock this afternoon in the next round of the American Legion baseball tournament. The Class A state championships held at Osseo, Wisconsin. Sunday's 4-3 loss means the Brewers lost 2 of 3 games to the Washington Nationals over the weekend. A bases-clearing triple in the sixth inning by rookie James Wood was the decider. Homie Milner took the loss in relief, and Gary Sanchez hit his 8th home run. The Nationals won the season series by taking 4 out of 6 games, the first time they have accomplished that since 2015. Manager Pat Murphy talked about the team and its recent struggles.
This is a young team that is going through it, man. You can say how bad you think the record of the Nationals is. Those guys are playing free. They play us tough. You know, they did the same thing to us in Milwaukee. You know, they played really good and they played free. And we're young and vulnerable and, going through it a little bit.
Elsewhere, it was San Francisco beating the Reds 8-2. Miami shut out Atlanta 7-0. Arizona 6, Pittsburgh 5. San Diego 10-2 over Colorado. And the Cubs took St. Louis 6-2. In interleague play, the Dodgers 3, Oakland 2. Philadelphia 6-0 over Seattle. The Angels beat the Mets 3-2. In the American League, Kansas City 3, Detroit 2. Tampa Bay 1-0 over Houston. Baltimore 9, Cleveland 5. The Yankees 4-3 over Toronto. And Boston beat Texas 7-2. The woeful Chicago White Sox have lost their 20th consecutive game, the Major's longest skid in 36 years, and one short of the American League record, as Chris Flexen was chased early in a 13-7 defeat against the Twins. Royce Lewis hit a 3-run home run off Flexen in a 6-run second inning that gave Minnesota an 8-0 cushion. The White Sox rallied and cut it to 10-7 in the 8th, but could not get any closer and fell to 27-87 this season. Chicago's franchise record losing streak is the longest in the big leagues since the Baltimore Orioles dropped 21 games in a row, the American League mark, to begin the 1988 season. This year's Packers Family Night crowd topped 60,000 again inside Lambeau Field. Quarterback Jordan Love threw 4 scoring passes during the practice, but the offense struggled inside the red zone. The defense continued to dominate the offensive line, and edge rusher Rashawn Gary looked poised for a good season. Both kickers were strong. The opening game is now 25 days away and less than a week away from the very first preseason game on Saturday. Here is Coach Matt LaFleur.
Everybody have fun out there? What an atmosphere, man. It never gets old going into Lambeau. And, you know, for some of our new guys, like a guy like X or Josh Jacobs and obviously all the rookies, I don't think these guys have experienced something like this. So I think it was definitely a special night for them.
LaFleur says it is unique to the Packers.
There's always a good and bad to it, you know. Certainly, I thought there were some... First of all, it was a very vanilla playbook, I would say, on both sides. So we're just wanting our guys to go out there and play fast, compete, show what they can do. But it'll be similar probably to how we approach the preseason. You don't want to show too much.
Badgers coaches say freshman running back Darian Dupree is impressing them in practices, even though Ches Malusi and Tui Walker are expected to get most of the touches this season. Dupree has shown solid pass-receiving skills and quick footwork with the ability to break tackles. Assistant coach Kenny Guyton says Dupree is a different breed, saying you know something is about to happen when the 5'9", 220-pounder has the ball in his hands. Noah Lyles won the Olympic 100 meters by 0.05 of a second Sunday, waiting some 30 seconds after the finish of a very close sprint to find out he had beaten Kashane Thompson of Jamaica. The word photo popped up on the scoreboard after Lyles and Thompson dashed to the finish line. The United States closed out Olympic swimming with a wide range of emotions. The Americans set two world records on the final night, winning the gold medal count over rival Australia and easing the sting of the first loss ever in the men's 4x100-meter relay. Scottie Scheffler is the best player in golf and has an Olympic gold medal to show for it. The world's number one player stormed from behind with a 62 for a one-shot victory over Tommy Fleetwood. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports for a Monday morning.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
This summer's hottest lineup is not at a music festival, it's at Dunkin', because Dunkin' is serving up some iconic ice-cold drinks that'll turn your summer fun up to 10,000 degrees. Headlining this lineup is the Dunkin' Iced Coffee. The refreshing trio of Dunkin' Refreshers flavors are also featured, including new Kiwi Watermelon, and the new Sparked Energy Drink is debuting in a fizzy spectacle of vitamins, minerals, and caffeine. Dunkin' has the cold bevy lineup that'll keep America running all summer long. Drop by or order one ahead on the Dunkin' app. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
100.9 WRCO.
Not much left for you and me. And
That's Alabama on WRCO, Country and Community. It is 8:25 the time. We've had some fun over the weekend. Had a great time with the Walk with Grace radio auction last week. So you were a bidder or a contending bidder. Thank you so much. We really enjoyed our chance to chat with Bradley Gaskin in the studio last Friday as well. So we talked about music, life, faith, inspiration, and that guy can sing. You can listen to the in-studio podcast on Facebook. Simply go to WRCO's Facebook page and search Bradley Gaskin, G-A-S-K-I-N. It is 8:25. Hello there, friends. We have some great tunes to play for you today. Regular features along the way. This is Tracy Lawrence and Friends.
Was a gentleman, never the kind who ever forced his hand. He would always be the last one to raise his voice. If anybody ever put us down, well, you can bet that he would stand his ground. And he would tell me, son, sometimes you got no choice. You gotta kick a little and cause a stir. Gotta make some noise to be heard. If anybody ever tries to hold you back, yeah, you got to kick a little and be tough. You gotta let them know you've had enough. Remember that unless you wanna finish last, you gotta kick a little. By the way you look, they see you once and say you ain't no good. Feels like you're never gonna take you for who you are. That's when you have to stand up and be strong and go the extra mile to prove them all wrong. Just remember when they push you way too far. Yeah, you got to kick a little and cause a stir. You gotta make some noise to be heard. If anybody ever tries to hold you back, yeah, you gotta kick a little and be tough. You gotta let them know you've had enough. Remember that unless you wanna finish.
Like it's New Year's Eve, you find some bar you can halfway breathe, touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it, so you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. And somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home, follow love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. And put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive, and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Paints you a 7-pound, 5-ounce scene in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. And put a chain around your raised hell heart. Trying to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home.
Thank you for joining us on a Monday. Our trivia question of the day is right around the bend. We're still writing that with our crayons. In fact, speaking of which, I need to get new crayons. School is starting soon. And perhaps this year, maybe I'll have enough money saved up I can get a crayon sharpener. I don't know. They're kind of a little bit more money. 64 crayons, you can get a lot more than that. Weird colors that I've never heard of before. But they look good and coloring my picture. Anyway, thanks for joining us today. Stay tuned for the trivia question and also the entertainment news for today.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Get those projects completed this season with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix from All American Do It Center. Time is everything. It's valuable to you, so why sit there waiting? Instead, that time could be with family, the kids or pets, going to an event, or moving along to the next project. Fence and deck posts, sidewalks and steps, basketball hoops or mailbox posts. Create memories with your children's hand or footprints, so why spend extra time waiting for concrete to dry? Ask for fast-setting concrete mix, the red bag of QuickCrete, at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
This is Rich Edwards, service manager at Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. I'm excited to announce employee pricing on motorcycle tires and installation. You heard that right. You pay what I pay. Stop by for a free tire inspection and quote or call 647-8808 and make an appointment. My service team is ready to take care of you with over 200 years of combined experience. When it comes to service, we're not messing around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Customer satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do. Vitesnik Power Sports.
Watched a California sunset burn from orange to gold. Bought a pawn shop six string, sold my soul to rock and roll. They say if you ain't busy living, then you're just dying slow. I wanna say I've done it all by the time it's time to go. Where and when and what'll be the death of me? Will heaven only know? One go, road lives, roller coasters, mountain highs and valley lows. Broke a hundred on two wheels, found revival on the road. The devil's always on my heels, but I keep him on his toes. And it might be the highway, and it might be these songs, it might be the whiskey or the smoke inside these lungs. Ain't no way around it, one day I'm gonna die. If something's gonna kill me, might as well be.
Corey Kent on WRCO. Well, our trivia question of the day is coming up in a bit as soon as we get it written today. All right. So we'll work on that today. If you've been watching the Olympics, lots of cool stuff there. You may have seen the medalists of the Paris Olympics holding a long, thin box after receiving their medals. The box contains an official Paris Olympics poster. Medalists also get a special version of the stuffed mascot, the Olympic Freeze, that is wearing the correspondent medal. While we're at it, what's the Olympics freeze supposed to be? It's a red triangle that's modeled on a bonnet, a hat that's a symbol of the French Revolution. The Paralympics mascot is similar, but it has a prosthetic leg. Some notes on the Olympics as they get on for a few more days. Certainly a lot of folks, in fact, I was talking to somebody over the weekend that was saying that they get up early in the morning just to watch the Olympics these days? Well, every 4 years, you just well celebrate it, right? Malone and Morgan Wallen on WRCO 842 the time. Happy 7th anniversary to Mackenzie and Eric Mindham. Hope you have a super day from Aunt Linda and Uncle Mel. Well wishers coming in for Eric and Mackenzie as the cross-country season nears. There you go. Going to be doing a little running there for Coach Mindham and company, and we look forward to fall sports getting underway. Not to wish time away, but it's a fun time of year. We have trivia today. All right. Well, your winning answer will win from Subway and Richland Center. The question this morning, according to the storyline of WKRP in Cincinnati, who was the highest paid employee? 608-647-4155 was the highest paid employee at the station, WKRP. Here's Montgomery Gentry.
Paint a plywood sign and nail it up on a knotted pine tree, saying I was here first, this is my piece of dirt, and your rambling don't rattle me. Some people care about what other people think, worry about what they say. Let a little gossip coming from a loose lip run a perfect day. Saying fly, 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 just a jack in their jaws, gotta let it roll on my back. We'll
crank my music up loud. Like a sling a little mud in my four-wheel drive, trek it on into town. Shoot a little eight ball down at the pool hall, drink a beer with my friend. Now don't judge me and I won't judge you, 'cause we all get judged in the end. Some people care about what other people think, worry about what they say. Let a little gossip coming from a loose lip ruin a perfect day. Saying fly, 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 just a jack in their jaws, gotta let it roll off of my back. I don't give a darn what other people think, what do you think about that? About what other people think, worry about what they say. Little gossip coming from a loose lip will ruin my perfect day. Saying blah, 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 just a jack and their jaws, gotta let it roll out of my back. I don't give a darn what other people think, what do you think about that? Say I don't give a damn what other people think, what do you think about that?
Montgomery Gentry on WRCO. Patty Bruja, the winner of Trivia Today. We had a couple of guesses for less, and we also had, we had one for more, too. No, we had a guess for Dr. Johnny Fever. Not right. No. No, the right answer, according to the storyline of WKRP in Cincinnati, the highest paid employee was Jennifer Marlowe, played by Lonnie Anderson. Jennifer was played by Lonnie, the station's receptionist and highest paid employee. I'm not sure all of her job duties, but she was very strict about the limits of those. She did not type letters, and she would not make coffee nor bring any to the office staff. So, but she kind of kept everything in order and seemed to be at sometimes the smartest person in the room, and certainly the most beautiful as well. Former Miss Minnesota. Did you know that? She was born and raised in Minnesota. And born 79 years ago today, Lonnie Anderson. Congrats to our winner today, Patty Bruja, the winner of a 6-inch sub of the day. Also, did you know that WKRP's station mascot was a carp? So, guy walking around in a carp suit, although that was not the intention. I think, if I remember right, reading the writers actually wanted it to more stand for C-R-A-P. Instead of C-A-R-P. But that's what they went with as far as a mascot. And there's a very funny one where the mascot gets in a fight with another radio station's mascot in the men's room at an event. And the rest is history. And quite a few of those storylines, including that one there, the fight among the mascots, actually based on real-life experiences. The trivia question of the day is sponsored by Subway on the Sextonville Road.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Well, why not a little theme to that classic show?
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Someday, I will attempt to write a script based on things that have happened at WRCO during my, what'll be soon to be 38? Yeah, 38 years. A lot has happened. Not always with the full-timers. Lots of times we had some very colorful part-timers and tell a story every once in a while about a young employee who was given the way to read the weather stats and was told it's better to say the air is calm as opposed to saying there is no wind. So I'm driving down the road one day and he says, currently in Richland Center, there is no air. It's like a bad science fiction movie. I can't breathe. I'm going to sign off now.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up!
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Wilkinson Auctions Muscadet Area Equipment Consignment Auction is Thursday, August 8th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. Some of the highlights include a low hour 2021 Case SR175 skid loader, a John Deere 550C dozer, tons of trailers, including multiple reefer trailers, combines and heads, and grain carts and gravity boxes. New equipment is arriving daily, so check the website or come down to the auction yard to see new pieces. The Muscadet Area Equipment Auction, Thursday, August 8th at the Muscadet Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Mark your calendars for this Tuesday's fourth annual National Night Out and K9 5K Run Walk at Crosscut Park in Richland Center. Enjoy first responder and organization displays, food trucks, and activities for all ages, including the Run Walk. Register today for the K9 5K on the Partners for Prevention of Richland County website. Support the city and county K9 units and meet amazing K9s Teddy, Lucy, and Aaron. It's a night to celebrate partnerships in Richland County to promote health and safety for all. They hope to see you there.
Get ready, Mineral Point Monster Truck fans. A special hump night happening 7:30 p.m. this Wednesday. The Iowa County Fairgrounds will explode with big blown monster trucks flying 30 feet in the air, just like you see in TV. Plus a spectacular jet meltdown show and freestyle motocross doing big sick tricks. The kids are gonna love this. Plus all new family affordable prices. VIP tickets get a free pit party pass to meet the drivers. And now get tickets in advance at monstertrucktour.com with no service charges or fees. Get your advance tickets only at www.monsterxtour.com. Come early and ride in a real monster truck. The Monster X Tour. A special hump night happening 7:30 p.m. this Wednesday. Advance tickets at monsterxtour.com. Iowa County Fairgrounds will never be the same again.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. 6 minutes before nine, stay tuned for some community conversation. In fact, the mayor will be in with us in just a little bit. The mayor of the city of Richland Center, Todd Coppernall. Here is Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Stumbled out of my rack. I
minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign. My eyes just about popped out of my head and said, the stars are stacked against you, girl, get back in bed. I feel lucky. Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. Well, I strolled down to the corner, gave my numbers to the clerk. The pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Parks, crossed against the light. Line for the park. The sky began to thunder. Wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. Oh, oh, oh. I feel lucky. Yeah. No tropical depression gonna steal my sun away. I feel lucky today. Sitting at the bar, I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Oh, love, the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie but the numbers never do. I feel lucky.
Today. Woo! Happy Trails time coming up from WRCO. It's 74 degrees on our way toward 81. Here's Phil Vassar.
A Chevrolet, I thought I was cool. Yeah, I ruled the school. You were cum laude with a strawberry lips. You had the whole world dangling at your fingertips. Your senior year, and I was your daddy's worst fear. We ran off on graduation night. What?